Arratsaldeon eta ongi etorri prentsa aurrekoetara. Buenas tardes, bienvenidas, bienvenidos a esta rueda de prensa. Hoy tenemos el inmenso honor de tener con nosotros a Costa Gabras, uno de los premios Donostia de esta edición del Cinemaldi. Empezaremos con él durante unos minutos y posteriormente daremos paso a parte del equipo de la película Adults in the Room, que se proyectará como proyección especial con ocasión del premio Donostia del señor Costa Gabras. Por favor, si hay alguna pregunta.
¿Empiezo yo?
Sí, por favor.
Señor Costa Gabras, hay una cosa que en los rodajes parece que no importa, pero, por ejemplo, para Chabrol era muy importante. ¿Cómo maneja usted la forma de comer durante los rodajes? El catering, las exigencias que le hacen los actores, ¿si ha tenido una anécdota especial alrededor de ello?
No. No sé si debo hablar en Spanish o en English, whatever. Hablo en Spanish. ¿Va bien por todos? Bien, me voy a traer. No, anécdotas. In a movie, every moment is an anecdote because you have to create something different from what doesn't exist. What is a shooting of a movie? We create a world from nothing. We have a script, we have actors, we have a set, and then we say, okay, let's create that small world, which is part of a big world, which is all the story. And every moment is something very, very tense, because the actors have to get into the psychological situation of the actors. The lights must be the right, the camera must be the right position, all this to the end. So it's, of course, there's sometimes anecdotes, someone who does different things, to say the wrong words, but I think it's very interesting to me. The miracle, I switch it to the, from English, from
no,
Spanish.
No, no, no,
to
there is no need, you can.
No, the miracle is the fact that we create something which exists. And when you see the movie, if you succeed, of course, it's a really pleasure for the, because I'm a viewer of movies, so it's a real pleasure for me to see a movie which succeeded, and we believe to what happens there in the screen. And that's a miracle. This is probably the most extraordinary thing, that put together all contradictory things, and they all together create a miracle, okay, a reality.
Buenas tardes. ¿Usted o su familia tuvo problemas en Grecia con su película Z? ¿Usted tuvo problemas en Francia con la batalla de Argel? ¿Tuvo problemas con la CIA o con los norteamericanos con Missing? ¿Y puede tener problemas ahora con la oligarquía?
No, the only problem it would be the not to find money for next movie. For people, for oligarchs, as you said. No, I think I was able to live in France in a country where we are free to do the movies we want to do. There is some help from the state also, which I think is very important. And when I did movies in the United States, I said to the companies, the different companies I worked with them, that I do the movie I want to do, and if you accept, I do it. If not, I go back to France. And have that kind of relationships always with the Americans. And I also ask them to do the post-production, which is a big period of a movie, to do it in France. And I do it in France. The old productions all from American movies. It was a lot of freedom. They gave me to that freedom. If not, I won't work with them. So, I don't know what they think about me, but at the end, they don't want to know either one. No, there were some problems with the colonial Greece when I did Z. They took off my nationality, Greek nationality, but I didn't have it anymore. I was French citizen. But also, they could not take away my nationality because a Greek is born there, which is born Greek, stays Greek all his life. It's a kind of Greek thing.
Hola, buenas tardes. Usted recibe en este festival el premio a toda una carrera. Y en Estados Unidos usted realizó una película para mí mítica, que es Missing, en la que denunció algo que poca gente sabía en ese país, en Estados Unidos en ese momento, que era la colaboración del gobierno con el régimen de Pinochet para derrocar a Salvador Allende. ¿Cree usted que hoy en día sería posible en Hollywood hacer una película como Missing, con el Hollywood actual, financiada por un gran estudio? Gracias.
No. No, I was talking with the Vice President Sean Daniel, who followed the movie Missing at that period. He was working for Universal, and he said to me, no, today it's over. Today it's an all different Hollywood, with different philosophy, but different way of thinking, of seeing and approaching things. So Missing won't be possible today.
Always explored the thin line between fiction and reality. In which ways would you say that fiction, and in your case, social and political fiction, can have an impact on reality?
No, sorry, I did get the last part of your question.
You have always explored you have explored a thin line between fiction and reality in your movies. And in which ways do you think that fiction can have an effect or an impact in reality, in social and political reality?
The fiction was always at the spectacle, starting from the Greek theater at the ancient times. It was always the fiction, and the fiction speaks very well about the reality, much better than reality itself, I think. So sometimes I'm obliged to use the reality because there's no way to do it differently. But I think fiction is the best way, in my feeling, to find ideas, to find metaphors, to speak about the reality, because that gives enough distance. And I had to do it sometimes with the fiction. The last part of my movie, it's a fiction completely. And I think it's better than if I have done this big discussion they have that night, all the leaders of the European leaders with the Greek leader. It would be impossible to do that. The fiction was a solution. Some other moments in my movie, it's a fiction, because it was better than the reality. But the problem with the reality has to have ideas, and to have good ideas. I spoke about the ancient Greek theater. We can talk also about the French theater, or your theater, the Spanish theater, the classic theaters. They have extraordinary ideas to explore the society and what's going on in the society.
Hi, I'll speak in English. Yeah? I'm writing a book on Argentinian cinema at the moment. Can you tell me a bit about what it was like, your experiences of working with Ricardo Aronovich, the Argentinian cinematographer? How did it happen that you decided to work with him? You worked on two films, I think, Missing and Hannah Kay. Yeah? Is that right? What were the experiences like with working with Aronovich? Please.
Ricardo Aronovich, I worked at I did two, three movies with him, and then I would like to do another movie. But finally, he decided to be director. He went to Argentina, and I had to take another DP for my movies. So I continue with the other one. But Ricardo still stays a good friend, and he still lives in France. And he, at that time, was one of the best DPs in the world, yes. He completely renewed the way of making movies and making also the photo of the movies photos, yeah.
¿Alguna pregunta más, aquí, por favor?
Hola, buenas tardes. Siempre ha hecho un cine muy comprometido a lo largo de su carrera. No sé si, teniendo en cuenta la situación política actual en Europa, Hoy hemos asistido también al estreno de una película española que trata sobre, bueno, que tiene un cierto, una cierta relación con el nuevo auge del fascismo en Europa. No sé si podría ser un tema que le interesara para tratar en una próxima película.
No, the fascism in Europe is something which is coming back in a very peculiar way. And nobody understands why. Because we know, I mean, my generation and the generation before me know very well what were the results of that fascism. Probably the Europe and the different countries didn't have done enough and good pedagogy and learning to the young people about the fascism. So some people think the fascism is the solution. And we know, all of us, it's not the solution. Because the time you have been at the power, the results was very, very, very negative, to say something more aggressive. No, make a movie about that, why not? Well, I have to go to a good story. But a movie, it's a good story. Probably I should think about that.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Masi. I'm an Iranian producer. Taking into consideration the theme of your movies, have you ever thought you could make a movie in Iran?
But in Iran, you have an extraordinary cinema in Iran, a unique cinema in Europe, so personal, so direct, so great. Of course, probably it's not possible for the directors to do exactly what they do. Some ones are even in prison or have difficulties, I know them. But why will someone from Europe come to give you lessons about the Iranian system? They know it very well, they do it very well. Of course, if there is a story with European coming to Iran, and having experience like this, yes, would be a story to do. But just to speak about Iran, it should be for me completely, completely impossible. And of course, don't speak Iranian.
I see, thank you. Well, not impossible, but I just don't want to make it a discussion because it was just a question, but maybe we can discuss it later. It maybe not impossible, but maybe difficult, but well, things change all the time. And well, as you, as a creator of miracles, may definitely know your way to make a miracle out of some apparently impossible situation.
No. Thank you. Thanks for the idea of miracles. No, not miracles. No. Iranian situation interests me a lot. I have been there years ago, and I have discussions with a lot of people, and I saw something extraordinary. People outside, especially women, they were very strict, very nice. You cannot touch them. And when I went home with the same people, there were two different people. They were nice, they do drink wine, they have all the things of life. So outside is a certain kind of life, inside homes are going to be different. So this is a nice story for someone from outside. But it's a short story for a moment, it has to be bigger, larger.
Tenemos otra pregunta aquí.
Señor Costa Cabras, ¿ha tenido o tiene, ya que trata y ha tratado en sus películas temas tan difíciles, tan complejos, en hacer alguna sobre cualquiera de los países latinoamericanos, México, Colombia, Argentina, dadas las situaciones tan difíciles que se viven allí?
No, I have done one already. State of Siege was about, and Missing was also about South. Because I think I feel first time I went to the Latin American speaking a little bit of Spanish, I was able to speak with people, to have a kind of relationship with them. And it was an extraordinary discovery. They look like Greeks, and especially in Chile. The way they think, the way they eat, I mean, all different things. So, and I felt completely taken by that. But I still know that Latin America, it's changed from one situation, dictatorial situation, a kind of today, for some countries, a kind of dictatorial democracy. like in Brazil, for example, to have this example. And people, crazy people, are elected to save the country, they say. So that's some. But the problem also with the Latin America is there has extraordinary directors, and they don't work anymore so much, very little. The Argentinians do, the Brazilians don't do it anymore, they don't work anymore. There's a very few movies, or local movies, we don't know them. Yeah, but this, I'm getting a little bit old also, vous savez, and it's very difficult, the trips, and spends months and months trying to make a movie in another place.
Tenemos otra pregunta aquí, por favor.
Señor Costa-Gavras, yo quisiera preguntarle cuál fue la reacción que tuvo el Vaticano a su película Amén.
No, you haven't seen the movie yet. Nobody saw the movie yet in Greece. It's going to be shown next week. And I'll go there to present the movie. And I'm waiting for to face a big, big fight. Because Greeks are really for or against, all the way down. So we'll see what happens and what Tsipras will say and the others also. But when I call them to see the movie. But as far as I know, the movie is really, really expected with a lot of curiosity. And sometimes also probably with hate. I will see.
Tenemos otra pregunta allí al fondo.
Sí, no quería dejar pasar la oportunidad de preguntarle, bueno, pues por el premio Donostia, ¿no? La máxima distinción honorífica del festival. Bueno, ¿qué sintió cuando se la ofrecieron y bueno, qué piensa de ella? ¿Cómo se siente ante este reconocimiento?
For me, it's a big honor. For different reasons, for particularly one reason, is that we directors we know about awards. And we know also, among us, that this is a very, very special award, the one given in San Sebastian. So I was very, very moved and very honored when they told me, you're going to have it, like a few other colleagues, which I have a big admiration for them. So I said, oh, okay, I will tell them I have them like they did. And that was for me very, oh yeah, made me very proud, that's all I can say.
¿Hay alguna otra pregunta? Allí, por favor.
Hola, soy la Michelle, la mujer de Costa y su productora. ¿Quiere decir algo sobre la respuesta de Costa sobre Missing? Claro que hoy no se puede hacer Missing en América. Pero este film sobre Europa fue muy difícil de producir. Hasta ahora, solamente el 50% del film es financiado. Yo pensaba un poco inocentemente que se puede hacer una coproducción con Alemania porque se debe interesar los alemanes. Fue imposible. Los pequeños productores decían, pero Michel, necesitamos el ayuda del Estado. Es imposible. Los grandes que tenían cadena de televisión me decían, bueno, me manda cualquier escenario de Costa, lo vamos a hacer. Pero esto, no. Y además decía, se entiende muy bien que Costa quiere ayudar a su país de origen, pero los griegos deben pagar. Y even now, after Venice and so on, the only country who bought the film are the country of the pigs. Germany, for the moment, we don't want to touch. But there is something very interesting is I was approached by the syndicate of the BCA, the European Bank, and we want to show the film for all the employees. And they came yesterday to see the film in Paris. They love it, and they said in the BC exactly the same. Passant exactly the same in the film, in the Eurogroup. Thank you.
Muchas gracias. Vamos a recibir con un aplauso también al equipo de Adults in the Room, que se van a unir en este momento a la rueda de prensa. Desde su izquierda a su derecha tenemos a Alexandros Bourdoumis, actor, Costa Gavras, director de la película, Christos Loulis, actor, y Valeria Golino, actriz. Seguimos con el turno de preguntas. Le rogaríamos a los fotógrafos, por favor, que finalicen su trabajo para que podamos proseguir con la rueda de prensa. Bueno, empezaré lanzando una pregunta yo. En la trayectoria de Costa Gavras es habitual que haya un fuerte vínculo con la literatura, no solo a nivel estructural, cómo construye sus relatos, sino también por el hecho de haber colaborado con escritores como, por ejemplo, Jorge Semprún en sus guiones. En este caso es una película que está inspirada en un libro de Yanis Varoufakis, casi unas memorias de combate. Y me gustaría preguntar al equipo, tanto a nivel de dirección como de interpretación, qué retos particulares implicaba el estar basándose en un libro de estas características y tan pegado a nuestro presente histórico.
No, el problema que tenía esta película, the problem I have with that movie was that at the beginning it was the budget of that movie. So I asked two famous actors, Humanio, if they would like to play the movie. They say yes. They wrote the script. They say we do it. But then after a while, I was thinking with Michel, my producer, because I'm sleeping with my producer. It's an advantage. we cannot do that. We cannot have foreign actors speaking in Greek, among them Greeks, to speak in English. It would be completely ridiculous. Then we decided to make the movie in Greek and in English. The problem is that I didn't know the Greek actors. Then I went there, I started meeting them, I went to theater to see them playing at the theater, and I discovered they have extraordinary actors, speaking also both languages, as you saw. And I say, okay, we do that. Even that creates economical problems, finally, we did there. The other thing has been created is that as they were playing at the theater, we had to do the whole movie in English, which was not considered at the very beginning. So we changed also the program, and we did a big part of the movie in Greece. Then we some of it in France, because they could not leave the theater. So when we did the parts in France with Christos, he came for 2 days, we shoot it, and then he turned back to Greece to play in the theater. That was the difficulty, but I'm very happy to, and probably you noticed that the cast, I consider, after doing so many movies, it's perfect, both sides. Not only for the side of the Greek part, but also for the other side, because we decided also that every actor who acts for a country has to come from his country. So the Spanish is a Spanish actor, the Italian is an Italian actor, the Dutch is a Dutch actor, and I think it's perfect because they have the national accent speaking in English. And I think, I repeat, for me, it's a perfect casting because also they're not very known, which makes the whole thing much more believable.
So, si queréis, Alexandros, yes. Christos or Valeria.
Yeah, for me, it's an honor. For us, it is something spectacular to play to a film of Costas Gavras. He's a legend to our country. And as I was saying back to Valeria, how I met Costas, I went to a cast, and the casting director, after 2 times, told me, you know, it's about a film, a great film, we're going to do it here in Greece with a great, great director. And I said, okay, once more, they
they lied to us, you know, a big lie to the Greek actors. And whatever, and some day he told me, you're going to meet Kostas Gavras. And it was just a big surprise. So a dream come true for me. And I think what was important about the book and how we managed to give our acting skills into persons who are very near to what we were living in our country is that in this scenario of Kostas, they let us very free to act. Although it was very difficult because we play Tsipras or we play Varoufakis. We play very well-known persons who are who are very well-known not only in our country but all over the world. So even Tsipras was very familiar to me. I got the opportunity from Kostas and the freedom to play how I would imagine, how this person could react in this kind of conditions. And I was, I would like to thank you for that. And all this trip until now, it's amazing for me.
No sé si Christos, quieres añadir algo.
It's been quite a personal and an intimate journey, this film, for both reasons, just for meeting Kostas and Michelle, Valeria, and for doing this film about what happened in Europe, in my country, 4 years ago. You know, when you do attempt to speak about certain things that define the way you live now, you can only do the best you can, but you always leave something behind. You don't, the words are not enough and words are not strong enough to portray and to give everything that you have in you. That goes for Yanis Varoufakis, for his book. That goes for Kostas, for his film. That goes for me, for my performance. That goes for everybody that wants to say something, to do something. You always leave something behind, and the thing that you leave behind is what sometimes hurts the most, because you feel that it's the most important. But I think that Kostas has done a colossal work on bringing this book and what this book stands for, to do it, to turn it into a film of repetitive anguish and Sisyphean, what I would say, work, I don't know, job. It's like you know who Sisyphus was? He was from Greek mythology, so he was the guy who was trying to get a big rock on top of a mountain, and when he reached the top, the rock would crumble down again, and then he would start all over again. So this is what Yanis did, this is what Yanis wrote, this is what Kostas wrote, this is what is the film about. And sometimes, you know, words are not enough. Sometimes you just have to see the film and you just have to be curious about what happens around. And I'm very, very glad that it's very recent in our history, because why wait 60 years to talk about something? Why not talk about it now when it's still fresh and alive? We have to distance ourselves from ourselves in the present that we live our lives. So at the same time, living our lives and at the same time, taking distance from our lives. So we can see ourselves from above and maybe have the curiosity to see why we did this, why we did that. Could we do something differently? So, as a citizen, as a person, as a human being, not as an actor, not as an artist, I'm very, very glad that I met Kostas and Michelle and Valeria, and we worked with Alexandros and all the cast and the crew. I'm very glad as a person that I did this journey. That's what I want to say.
Si alguien tiene alguna pregunta en el público. Sí, tenemos una pregunta aquí, por favor.
Sí, buenas tardes. Bueno, quería en principio hacer una reflexión. Costa Gabras, usted dijo que no volvió a Latinoamérica, sin embargo, con esta película yo creo que está volviendo muy fuertemente porque la situación con respecto al Fondo Monetario Internacional, las presiones respecto de las finanzas, los bancos, eso está lamentablemente muy vigente en muchos países latinoamericanos. Esto por un lado, la película me resultó muy impresionante desde ese punto de vista, y lo que quería preguntarle es esa escena que casi al final, donde usted decide coreografiar esta situación, cómo surgió y a partir de qué se la planteó, porque también es un cambio en el lenguaje. Gracias.
Valeria, say something.
You.
About.
No, io posso dire delle cose. I can, but I think I have my opinion on that. But I think yours is more important in this case.
No, coming back to Latin America, I think there is... We need a Charlie Chaplin to make a movie about Brazil that night. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm. I mean, yeah, that kind of talent. I don't have it, of course. We don't have it for the moment.
I have the guy. I know the guy. Yeah.
Who can play him?
Because for Latin America, it was really, really the moment after a few years, several years deep changes after the tragedies of Allende and some others. It was a moment, something was going on, something was happening. And then have people like him comes back, and some others. I don't know what name them. There's a lot of movies to be made.
But to answer more specifically, just because I was thinking about it, is that I don't think there is a change of tone in the last ballet. I think that's what you're referring to, that it became something else. But I think the whole movie brings to that moment so that he doesn't have to change a tone. He brings him slowly, slowly. They're already dancing. This is not an only naturalistic movie for me. It's not a naturalistic. The whole tone, the music, the scenes between them in the political moments, but also in the taverna when we're eating and everybody's coming. It's not a naturalistic scene. That's what cinema does. That's what his cinema does. To be able to talk about something and transcend the facts. That's when cinema is beautiful. This is an impossible subject to make a movie. You know, finance, politics, 2 hours of that. And I think what Gavras Kostas did was to be able to transcend that moment and to have a different point of view. It's Varoufakis' point of view, but it's finally his point of view. Those are not the facts. Facts is for journalists. This is cinema, no? And so he was able to bring this little ballet to the end where there is the happens. It's not a change of tone.
It's like when you see a flower, it's all green, and then it comes red. So it has to be green so in order to...
And it was very emotional, these 3 days we were shooting for everybody into the set. And for me also to be in this position, weird position, to be the guy who had to make a decision. And I was trying to think, how was I that particular day as a person, like Christos said. It's not only as actors for my position, for our position into the movie, because the facts are very near to us. So it was very emotional. And Costas let us very free into, because it wasn't a scene written exactly what to do. We were trying to find it, Costas and the choreographer, everybody, what to do. And it was an excellent experience. And I think it's a magic moment in the movie.
No, I would like to say just one word about Valeria, because in a moment Michelle told me probably Valeria could do that part. I say no, I cannot cut Valeria. It's a small part. It's a really 2-day shooting or 3-day shooting. We cannot propose in that. I say no. I will call her. She called her, and Valeria answered immediately. I'm doing it. What do you want? And she came, and she did it. And we were
but
very
you
happy.
You know why?
Of course.
Because what can we do? What can we, who can we take? Valeria? Why? Because she speaks Greek. So, of all his friends, I'm the one who speaks Greek. So he said, let's have her. And I said yes before I even read the script. I would have gone to work with Costas for anything, even if he tells me, take the, and say numbers. Say numbers. And, but it wasn't saying numbers, because actually, I interpret a person who is alive, who's there. Danae Stratus exists. It's very rare for an actor to play somebody who's still alive, if it's a real person. Usually they're already dead. So they cannot, as much as you have to treat it with respect, always, even if that person was an assassin, as an actor I have to treat with respect that human being, to understand. But when they're alive and they're there in front of you, it was extremely interesting for Christos and for me to have to play that, because you have a responsibility. You do have a responsibility that goes beyond even, you know, the story that you're telling, which is, you know, you have to treat it with care. You cannot be, you know. So it was very interesting for me to have Danae and to meet her. Even if it was a very small role, but for me it was so interesting to be there, to work with them and to meet Danae and Yanis, and also to understand better, because even as a half Greek as I am, a lot of things were totally, you know, I don't think anybody really is understood enough. And to be able to be on the set, I learned a lot. Voila. Thanks.
Thank you.
You said that this movie is about what happened 4 years ago in Europe and in Greece, but let me play devil's advocate role here and ask you that in the movie there's only Yanis Varoufakis' version of the facts. So why we can't trust that his version of the facts is the whole truth about what happened there?
No, we can trust like him. I know there is a lot of negative things written and said about Varoufakis around the world. But the thing who interests me very much about him, when after a referendum, everybody said, oh yes, we follow the Europeans. Even for people who have said the contrary, Varoufakis did, no, I don't go. I let the government, I go my way. And I was surprised. And I tried to see him, because I already was working on the possibility to make a movie about that. And I saw him, and he explained me why he did that. And he also did something extraordinary. He showed me part of his tapings he did during the meetings in the Eurogroup. Because what happened? Very quickly, and Varoufakis understood that everything was said in that Eurogroup, it was written down, nothing. It was just saying, and then people used to go out and say different things. So I heard what he said. I saw all these speeches, some of these pictures, quite all of them. And I saw how the way he was, things he was proposing in the Eurogroup were said were presented outside completely differently. That was very interesting. And then he told me he was writing a book about. So I said I would like to read the book and then eventually see if can I make a movie with that. And he sent me chapter after chapter, and I was working on the script. I said, there is the story. And when I finished, I said, give me the rights, and you give me all the freedom to do what I think, and don't interfere. And he did so. And he never interfered on the script. Of course, he read the script. He told me, this is not okay, this is not, but I was able to keep what I would like to keep. And also because I have the possibility to check a lot of things during that time. So Varoufakis is someone who's now, as a person, is what he is, but as a writer, he's a very good writer. He has perfect English and very good English. He is a good professor of economic confess. He knows very well the economy. If you are interested by the economy, you should read two of his books, apart of the last one, the one with which I made the movie. And I think he was a very Bolivian person. Even if he's not a saint, he's not a hero, because I don't like the heroes. I think our society doesn't have need for heroes, as need for person who know what they do, and also for people who resist. And Varoufakis is someone who resists. For that, I admire him.
And can I add something?
You can.
Thank you.
I'm the director, you can.
We might as well also keep in mind that there is no such thing as an absolute truth. We are saying this story from Varoufakis' view, accompanied with Costa's view on the subject. It's easy for me to say that nobody ever has gone out and to disclaim what he claims. I mean about Varoufakis. He speaks about some things, and nobody ever has done anything like what's her name? I'm not finding the word. To discredit him.
Yes, of course. The book came
They keep discrediting him like as a person. They keep trying to assassinate his character, like he's done this and he's like that, and he's a narcissist. He's arrogant. He may as well be all these things, but that doesn't mean that what he says isn't true. And nobody has come up with facts saying, no, this is not true. This is not how things got down. I know the truth. We all have different views on reality. We all have different views on this glass here. I'm not saying that what I'm saying about this glass is the only truth. It's my view. And Costa's view and Yanni's view has a right to be said. And I don't think anybody here claims that that holds...
The absolute truth.
Yeah. Might as well. There is another book in Greece about the events of that period from the opposite side, you know. Might as well do that. Why don't you do that also?
Probably. No, just one word. Christo said something interesting. I forget to tell you that after reading the book and deciding to make the movie, I went around to see how many people, being concerned about the book, said that is not truth. If there are trials, nothing. In Germany, in Europe, nobody. Nothing. That was a proof for me also, because it was the truth was there. And for the other hand, I saw a newspaper, a British newspaper, who the critics of the book generally were very good. The Observer considers that he did a huge publication about 100 most important books since quite ever about politics. He's among them with a good position. So all these things were very, very important to me to verify the truthfulness of this book and what I was doing in the movie. And I have to check every moment and everything.
¿Tenemos tiempo para una pregunta más?
You started, you left Greece when you were young, you were 22 years old, and you started making movies in France. You talked about all political and social issues from all around the world. So how did it feel after all these years to talk about a Greek story and this particular story that has such an impact on Greek society?
I feel, you know, I left, I say all the time, I left Greece, I escaped Greece, because that period was after the Civil War. For my generation, there was no future, nothing. The only possibility to go to do something is to go outside. As of today, something 500,000 young people left with diplomas and situations, left Greece because there was no job for them. I went to France, and France accepted me like one country must accept her sons. And I was able in France to do, to work, to do, to have a job, to have a family, to do everything I was dreaming to do. So every time I was Greece, in certain way, I didn't know I was Greek. I was French citizen, and they accepted me. And a day happened something with the colonels, the Greek colonels. And in a month, from one night to another, when I read the book, I saw what they were doing in Greece, I felt Greek. I said, this is impossible. What happens that? I have to do something, and I did see. And then the situation has become different. It was peaceful in Greece. The thing, and then the last thing was this crisis. And then at the same time, I felt once more that it was unbearable. I should do something. And as I told you before, I tried to find this possibility to do that movie. I did that movie for that reason. Because somehow, the Greek is inside of me always. So everything, this country has something very negative as this one. I feel obliged to do something.
He feels Greek when there is a problem. When everything is okay, he's French.
De acuerdo, lo vamos a dejarlo aquí. Vamos a despedir con un fuerte aplauso. Muchísimas gracias al equipo de la película.